Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America. I just gave you before two different blogs about the 10th anniversary of Iraq and why we have failed and how much it cost us. And the second interview was the disaster of 11 years in Afghanistan and why we failed. Clearly, we have failed in terms of our own civilian control over the military, our intelligence community, and that really indicts our legislative system, our judicial system, and our executive system. In particular, you have Senator Feinstein, you have Henry Reid, you have John McCain, you have Mitch McConnell, you have all the so-called Republican Democrats who are totally disingenuous, and all those who are in the committee, Mike Rogers and others who claim to be overseeing the intelligence and military budgets. So what I'm in fact saying is that now we, the American citizens, have become the jury, the judge, and now the executioner. And I don't mean necessarily by force. It does mean that we can no longer trust our civilian, our executives, or our military or judicial system. It is totally corrupt and defunct. And that means that the American public must take back the legitimate rights that belong to a democracy and a freedom and an institution that was created by our founding fathers. Now I want to talk to you about something other than our own democracy, but the corruption, once again, that arose and that I knew something about, and that was the corruption of the Catholic Church. And I will just address this briefly because I was a witness to the appointment of Jorge Mario Bergoglio, or the present Pope, called Francis, as a co-conspirator to the Argentinian military junta. It's absolute nonsense, whatever the Catholic Church has said about his exoneration or that they were slanderous notions concerning Pope Francis. In fact, I was told in 1976 and 77 by the military junta specifically when they came to the United States and asked me to help them that he, Jorge Mario Bergoglio, the head of the Jesuits, and the Jesuits are part of the St. Ignatius Society. They are considered the elite, the smartest, the best trained, and they were involved in what we call liberation theology in Argentina as well as in the rest of Latin America, and they inspired the nuns, Catholic priests, and Catholic lay to go forth and counter the effects of a very repressive military junta, not only in Argentina, which killed over 6,000 to 10,000 innocent victims, children, students, doctors, lawyers, intellectuals, in the name of the Republic and in the name of the Catholic Church. Jorge Mario Bergoglio was very much involved in this. This was not an issue of his passivity, indifference, in contrast to what people said, but very much directly involved, and I will tell you why. When I was involved in the Aldo Moro kidnapping, which many of you may or may not know, I was involved in the regime change where Aldo Moro was eventually, unfortunately, assassinated. The Red Brigade I had neutralized, as well as the P2 scandal and the fascist. I then came back to the United States, and I was visited by the chief of the military junta in the State Department when I was Deputy Assistant Secretary of State during the Jimmy Carter presidency, under Secretaries of State Vance, an incredible man, Cyrus Vance, and Deputy Secretary of State Warren Christopher, also both incredible gentlemen and incredibly honest individuals who unfortunately are no longer around, and unfortunately we do not have that type of integrity demonstrated by our present secretaries of state, and particularly Hillary Clinton or John Kerry or any of the others who have been our secretaries of state, including Colin Powell. But be it as it may, I was on the 7th floor located next to the Secretary of State's office suite, and I was visited by the chief of the junta, a representative, and he had asked me specifically, would I please come? He had initially politely asked me, would I come and help the military junta in Argentina to abrogate the communists or eliminate the communists. And I asked him, who are the communists and what in fact did he want me to do? And he specifically said, well, I would want you to be involved in the torture, interrogation, and subjugation of communists. I explained to him, I'm not involved in torture, I don't involve in subjugation, and that's not what I do in regime change. Psychological operations and regime change is a far more sophisticated procedure which does not involve torture, does not necessarily involve assassination, and he had no idea what he was talking about. Nevertheless, I said no. I then asked him, who are the communists that you're talking about? He said specifically, these are communists who are priests, nuns, and Jesuits, and with the help, he specifically named that help of Jorge Mario Bergoglio, the Jesuit in charge of the Jesuit order. There were those Jesuits who were being indicted and being investigated for their liberation theology. Now, liberation theology was really a concept that most of the Catholics at that time felt, and correctly so from my point of view, that you needed to help the poor, you needed to help those who were being suppressed by the elite, the rich, the wealthy, and the military. I then asked again, and I knew from my intelligence reports that there were over 6 to 10,000 people missing and 6 to 10,000 so-called nuns, priests, and Catholic lay in a stadium in Buenos Aires, Argentina, and elsewhere. And I asked this military junta executive specifically, what are you doing with the nuns, the priests, and the Jesuits who are in your stadium who are not communists? He got very offended. He said, they are communists. I said, they are not communists. I just came back from neutralizing the Brigata Rosa, the Red Brigade. I said, I know very well who the communists are. I was involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. And I said, I can assure you, sir, that under no condition is a Catholic nun, a priest, or a Jesuit a communist or in any way a threat to the military junta or any other junta. However, the military junta, I told him, was a threat to the viability of the Catholics in the state of Argentina. Once again, he mentioned the name of Jorge Mario Bergoglio and their work in association and affiliation. Subsequently, I found out in intelligence that two Jesuits were interrogated, abrogated, tortured, and eventually killed, as were many nuns and many priests under the auspices of Jorge Mario Bergoglio and the rest of the Catholic Church in Argentina. I'm not a Catholic, as many of you know, but I did grow up in an area of Toulouse where I spent a lot of time in the Church of Albi, where Toulouse-Lautrec went, in an area where we call Cathars, C-A-T-H-A-R-S. In Catholicism, many people believe that the Cathars were heretics, but they were actually exterminated or executed by the Catholic Church for heresy because the Cathars felt that the Catholic Church was corrupt and was totally inappropriate to the teachings of Jesus Christ. But I'm not speaking as an individual or as a person of faith. I am speaking simply as an expert in counterterrorism, where I was involved directly with the accusation that Jorge Mario Bergoglio, in the tradition of it, has been appointed the Pope Francis, and I am asking the Catholic Church and the Catholic community of the world to renounce his appointment as the Holy Father of an important church, and to warn the Catholic Church that you have appointed a former Pope, Cardinal Ratzinger, who was involved with in Nazis and was in the Hitler Youth, and you got away with that. And Pope Benedict XVI can no longer acquiesce to the fact that he did not know about homosexual activities, that he did not know about the systematic persecution of the sodomizing and pederasty in the entire Catholic Church all over the world. And once again, the corrupt Catholic Church has appointed once again a military junta co-conspirator. So I ask you Catholics in the audience, in America particularly, to protest and denounce the appointment of Pope Francis and ask for another reassignment of another pope. For it's up to you to determine the morality of the church and to bring back the basic faith of Jesus, who said, let us do unto others as others would do unto us. And that does not mean to persecute, suppress Catholic nuns, priests, and Jesuits. Thank you, good night, and good luck.